The maidens of London are now in despair. How they shall get husbands, it is all their care. Though maidens be never so virtuous and fair, yet old wealthy widows are young men's chief ware. Oh, this is a wiving age. Oh, this is a wiving age. A young man need never take thought how to wife, for widows and maidens for husbands do strive. Here's scant men enough for them all left alive. They flock to the church like bees to the hive. Oh, this is a wiving age. Oh, this is a wiving age. 'Twixt widows and maids there is a great strife, and either of them would fain be a wife. They all do cry out on this fond single life, and long to dance after a tabor and fife. Oh, this is a wiving age. Oh, this is a wiving age. The maidens, I doubt, will be put to the worst, and widows, though old, will be married all first. To drink the bride posset, good Lord, how they thirst. Though they have foul faces, they're beautiful pursed. Oh, this is a wiving age. Oh, this is a wiving age. Most widows are impudent, they cannot blush, for speech of the people they care not a rush. They are very free, and their money is flush. They will have a young man their aprons to brush. Oh, this is a wiving age. Oh, this is a wiving age. Young maidens are bashful, but widows are bold. They tempt poor young men with their silver and gold. For love nowadays, for money is sold. If she be worth treasure, no matter how old. Oh, this is a wiving age. Oh, this is a wiving age. For one maid now married, there's widows a score, their husbands scant dead a whole fortnight before. They cannot live single, they'll marry therefore with any young man, though he's never so poor. Oh, this is a wiving age. Oh, this is a wiving age. Oh, is not this a pitiful case, that many a delicate, beautiful lass should thus by old widows be put to disgrace? For every young lad has his widow in chase. Oh, this is a wiving age. Oh, this is a wiving age. Let maidens be patient and never take thought, but stay until all the old widows be caught. For now, like two horses for coin, they are bought. They say that in Smithfield they'll cry 12 a groat. Oh, this is a wiving age. Oh, this is a wiving age. Yet some of these widows that marry so fast, I doubt will have cause to repent of their haste. If they marry young men, their shoulders to bast, or then they will whine when the remedy's past. And curse such a wiving age. And curse such a wiving age. Likewise, many young men perhaps may repent when all the old angels are wasted and spent. They'll wish the tongue out that gave first consent. They'll say then, I muse, what a devil I meant. To match in that wiving age, to match in that wiving age. A young man that marries a widow for wealth does even much damage unto his soul's health. For he will be toying and playing by stealth. She's jealous, though never so justly he dealt. Take heed of this wiving age. Take heed of this wiving age. When young lads and lasses, as them doth behove, do lawfully marry together in love, God pours down his blessings on them from above. But youth and old dotage contrary do prove, as 'tis in this wiving age, as 'tis in this wiving age. It may be accounted a wonder to see an old crass crone with a young man agree. 'Tis only for wealth that they married be. Then take them who list, a young maid is for me. Oh, this is a wiving age. Oh, this is a wiving age. Then let no young maidens be displeased in mind, though widows are married and they left behind. Those young men who are thus contrary to kind, you were better lose than ever to find. Leave them to this wiving age. Leave them to this wiving age. Yet must I confess, many widows there be who from all libidinous thoughts are so free. They wed not for lust, but for love, as we see. Find me such a one, and I'll quickly agree. To match in this wiving age, to match in this wiving age. Of all sorts and sexes, there's some good, some bad. There's choice of both widows and maids to be had. He that happens well hath cause to be glad, and therefore let every honest young lad make choice in this wiving age, make choice in this wiving age. My song unto virgins is chiefly directed, who now in this age are little respected. Though widows be chosen and maids be rejected, they will be esteemed, though now they're neglected. Yet not in this wiving age, yet not in this wiving age.